Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are encouraging us in our journey, and that, God, you have designed us to win. God, this is our year to win, and God, it's time. You're speaking over us. You're singing over us, God, and this is our time to step out in faith and do the things that you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. This week, while I was out on vacation with my family, I got a call. And one of our members, her daughter, who is six, was on life support. And she had been having seizures, and there was swelling on the brain. There was infection. And they called, and they said, can the church pray? Can the church pray? And so we started praying. How many know that God still does miracles? And so we began to pray, and Pastor Corinne and I were on vacation, but listen, you can't be on vacation from family, amen? And so we got on the phone with this beautiful mom, and the daughter was on life support. The infection was in the brain, and the doctors are asking, should we take her off life support? So, Pastor, we need prayer. We need prayer. I want my daughter to live. And the church started praying. And let me tell you something. 2 days later, we got the report. They're giving her the medication to wake her back up. Let me tell you something. God is still in the miracle working business. I said, God is still in the miracle working business. Somebody pray, about to praise the Lord like your daughter isn't on life support. God is good. And I just wanted to encourage you and remind you that no matter what you're going through, it's not impossible for God. No matter if it looks impossible. We're praising God today because a little girl, 6 years old, didn't have to get pulled off life support. And she's coming back. She's going to be coming back home. God is designed you to win. He's empowered us to be more than conquerors. How many believe that? How many believe that's in the Word? That's in the Bible. He's called you to be more than conquerors. So no matter what you're facing today, no weapon formed against you will prosper. I've been loving this Word that God has given, and He's declared it over us and our family and our church and our region. And He said, it's time. Somebody shout that out real loud. Say it like you believe it today. It's time. So He's saying it's time for you to live on purpose. It's time for you to live in your purpose. For the dream that God has given you, He's called you. This is your time. 2022, it's time. Somebody say it one more time. So, but before you walk in the fullness of it's time, you need to cut some losses. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today is cut your losses. Can you say that one time? What do you mean? Whatever do you mean, Pastor Josh? Cut your losses. Well, today I want to talk to you about it's time to cut your losses. And we'll start right here in Philippians 3:8. Before we go there, just say it's time to cut your losses. Look at somebody and tell them it's time to cut your losses. All right, Philippians 3:8 says, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. So here is what I want you to get a hold of today is sometimes God has something greater. I know you got something going on in your life. You may have some big plans, some big thoughts, some things that you're holding on to today. But I want to tell you that God has something even greater. Even if you think you know what God is doing, He's going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or think. So no matter if you know what he's doing or you don't know what he's doing, the fact still remains, he's got something greater for you. God has something greater. How many could say amen to that? I'm going to go ahead and receive that right now. I could go home right now just knowing God has got something greater. It's my time, and God has something greater. So I just want you to pause for a second, and I want you to think about whatever is going on in your life, and then realize God has something greater. Whatever your expectation is for God, whatever your prayer is that you're praying right now, understand God has something even greater to exceed your expectations. And so you need to get this in your spirit. You need to run around the building. You need to get this, your head wrapped around this. God has got something greater. He's got something greater for you. But here's the big but. There's always a but in there. Anybody ever realize that in life? There's always a but. So here's the but. God has something greater, but if you're going to have the greater, you've got to let go of some things. You're going to have to let go of some things. To get his greater, you've got to let go of what you're holding on to. Sometimes you're holding on to some things that you'll never be able to possess the promise unless you let go of whatever it is that's holding you back. You've got to cut your losses. Somebody say, cut your losses. This is it. You got to cut your losses. And Paul said it this way. He said, I count it all as loss. I count it all as loss. Now, first, let's just shorten that a little bit. I count it. At the beginning of the year, you have to count. You have to evaluate. I don't know about you, but at the beginning of every year, I like to evaluate all the things that are going on in my life. All the family stuff, all the financial stuff, all the relational stuff, all the church goal stuff, all the things that are in my life, I like to evaluate them. Apostle Paul did the same thing. He said, I count it. I count it. Look at somebody and say, I count it. It's time to evaluate. It's time to evaluate everything that's going on in your life, especially this year. You need to evaluate everything in your life because there may be some stuff that you need to cut out. You might have to cut your losses. And so the Apostle Paul said, I'm counting it all. I'm counting it all. Somebody say, I'm counting it all. I'm counting it all. I'm counting it all. And so this is the concept. It's time to count what's going on in your life. And sometimes some things need to be moved out of your life so God can move some things into your life. Sometimes there's some promises, there's some possibilities, there's some prophecies that God is right ready to move into your life, but he's waiting for you to move some stuff out of your life. You got to cut your losses. Say it one more time. Cut your losses. And so this is important. To get the new thing that God wants to get to you, got to get the old thing out. Got to get some of the old out. Got to get the stuff that's holding you back. Got to get that stuff out. You got to cut your losses. Now this is so key. So everything else that seemingly has value but is not connected to Christ, I have to be willing to put that to the side. No, look at this. If I want to walk in the fullness of what God has for me, if I want to really walk into my purpose and I really want to possess my promise and I really want to live the dream that God has given me, guess what? I'm going to have to take everything else that seemingly has value but is not connected to Christ, and I'm going to put that to the side. I'm going to put it to the side. I'm going to cut my losses because I'm ready for what God wants to do. Everything else that seemingly, and I say it like that, seemingly has value. The Apostle Paul says, I count it all as loss. I throw it out with the garbage. What I previously thought was valuable, what I previously thought was important, now I'm putting to the side. Because I'm realizing there's something greater that God has for me. I'm realizing that it's time to do some things this year. And for it to be time to do some things, I got to make some space. I got to move some stuff out of, right? You want the new couch? You got to get the old couch out. You want some new furniture? You got to get the old furniture out. There's no way to have the old furniture and the new furniture in your house at the same time. Even if you could, it would be ugly. It would be a mess. It would be chaos. So God is saying, Time to cut your losses. God is saying it's time to push some stuff out. This is only if you want to go to the next level. Because some people are saying, I want to go to the next level. 2022, I'm ready to go to the next place. I want to grow. I want to go to the next place that God has for me. So if you're not interested in the next level, don't get frustrated with this. Don't get worried. Don't get all up in a knot about this. You can go home. You can go back to doing the same thing. If you want the same thing, do the same thing. If you want the same thing in 2022, do the exact same thing you did in 2021. But if you want more, if you want to go to the next level, it's time to put some stuff to the side. It's time to cut your losses. And so I want to go to the next level. I'm not so concerned about holding on to some of the things. I want to live the dream that God has given me to live. I want to walk in the purpose. I want all that God has. I want the greater thing, the more that God has for me. So, but I start to understand, to reach my purpose, God has to be my priority. You see, in the natural, if I go about achieving something of spiritual significance, I want to achieve the dream God has given me. But oftentimes we go about it in a natural way. I want to achieve this dream, but I'm going to go about it by natural means. God says, no, the only way you'll ever get there is trusting in me. The only way you will achieve your dream is to put me at the center. Make me the priority. To reach your purpose, God has to be the priority. He is the purpose maker. You cannot achieve purpose without him being in the center. If you really want to live it out, walk out your dream in 2022, God has to be the priority. How many are ready, really ready to reprioritize in 2022? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to reprioritize like never before. Listen, the moment that you think you have it together and you know everything, let me tell you something. You don't know nothing. The moment that you really begin to learn and grow and excel and exceed is when you know, I got a lot to learn. I'm ready to learn. I'm coming into 2022. God, I'm an open book. I've got my notebook out. I'm ready to learn something. I'm ready to change something. I'm ready to reprioritize something because I want to live my dream. And so 2022, I'm reprioritizing. Because to get to your dream, God has said it, but it's going to be some hard work. I mean, it's going to be some hard work. Look at somebody and tell them, hey, it's going to be some hard work. It's going to be hard work. Because there's a difference between revelation and transformation. You see, some people, they have the knowledge of God and they said yes to God to a dimension, but they haven't allowed God to change them. You see, there's a difference between a revelation. I've said yes, I understand who Jesus is, but transformation is saying I want to be like Jesus. To fit into your purpose, you're going to have to be more like Jesus than you've ever been before. Now watch this, Romans 12:2. Paul tells us, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I don't want to be like everybody else. Look, if you're trying to be like everybody else, you're already missing it. If you want to achieve your dreams, look, even in a natural sense, the people that achieve their dreams are not like everybody else. They're not doing the same thing everybody else is doing. And so God is trying to tell you right now, even if you look at the natural first, then look at the spiritual and see, look, you can't do the same thing everybody else is doing. You need to be transformed. Then, only when you're transformed are you going to even realize what his perfect will is for you. See, some people, they're believers. They love the Lord, but they don't even know what his perfect will is for them. Why? Because they have a revelation, but no transformation. They have a revelation, but at some point they paused the transformation. Maybe they changed a little bit, but at some point they paused for whatever reason. They got busy. They got distracted. They got the wrong priorities. And now they paused the transformation, and so they paused their purpose. They paused the walking and living out of their dream. So Paul is saying, don't conform to the pattern of the world any longer. Stop stopping. Stop pausing the process and get to it. Be transformed. Change the way you think. Renew your mind. Start thinking like Jesus. Start thinking God thoughts. You need to start next level thinking. Look at somebody and say, you need some next level thinking. I'm telling you the truth. If you want to get to your dream in 2022, it's going to take some next level thinking. And that stuff only comes from God. Next level thoughts, next level ideas, next level strategies only come from the presence of God. And so we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. Only then, the perfect will of God is understood when we are transformed. And now listen, do you want to know what the perfect will of God is? The perfect will of God is for you to live the dream He's given you. God has given you a big dream, a bold dream, an awesome dream that you're going to live a life with eyes wide open. And it's satisfying. But the perfect will of God for you is to live your dream. God's perfect will for you in 2022 is it's time. It's time for you to walk it out. His perfect will is for you to live your purpose. But that's only going to happen with transformation. Transformation that takes work. Transformation that's uncomfortable. Transformation that demands change. Fundamental change. Can you say that with me? Fundamental change. Some people think they can do the exact same thing they did before they came to Christ and get results. Let me tell you something. God will still love you, but you can't have access to all the promises when you're doing your own thing. God still loves you if you've given your life to Christ, but you're not going to have access to everything that He wants you to have access to unless you follow the pattern that He has, right? Paul said, don't follow the pattern of the world. Then he's indirectly saying that God has a pattern for you. A pattern that helps you transform. It makes you uncomfortable. Makes you have to change. Fundamentally. But if you're willing to do that, you can live this bold, amazing, transformational, blessed life full of purpose. But it takes uncomfortable, sometimes awkward, fundamental change. Transformation. That's what the Bible is talking about. But here's the problem. Sometimes we just don't want to let go. There's some things in our life we've invested so much in emotionally and mentally and sometimes even financially, and we're so invested in them we don't want to let go. Prayed for somebody after first service and they had tears in their eyes and they say, but Pastor, how do I let go? I want to let go. Sometimes we get so invested in a thought process or an emotion or a person, or we've put so much finances into this, but God is saying, I have something greater, but you got to let go. Sometimes it's difficult, but God has more for you. Let go. Say that. God has more for you. Let go. Look at somebody. I want you to tell somebody, God has more for you. Let go. It's time to let some old things go, because you'll never know the new until you let go of the old. You will never know the new until you let go of the old. Isaiah 43:19 says it like this. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. It's coming alive. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So God is doing something. He's doing something. It's springing up. It's coming alive. It's a now word. It's time. It's there. It's tangible. You can grab a hold of it. It's springing up. It's bursting forth. It's available. But you have to perceive it. You have to see it. If you can't perceive it, you'll miss it. If you can't see it, you'll miss it. If you can't see it, you'll miss it. It's like the ball in baseball, right? And the ball is coming and you lose it in the sun. There's the glare and then you miss it. Sometimes there is a glare in life, or there's a glare in your religious walk, or there's glare in your schedule and you're busy and you miss what God is doing and you don't perceive it. And so you miss what God is doing, the new thing. It's springing forth. It's alive. It's real. It's tangible. It's powerful. But then you miss it because you don't perceive it, because you're too busy, or your priorities are off, or your focus is off. If you don't see it, you'll miss it. But God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. You can taste it in the spirit. 2023, 2022. And this is what don't get me prophesying about 2023. Stay on 2022 today. 2022, God is doing something new. And we're taking these 21 days. We're praying and we're fasting and we're getting ready that God is launching us into this word. It's time. We're praying and we're fasting. We're meditating on this word. It's time. It's time. It's time. I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm focusing. It's time. It's time. Because I realize there's something new God is doing. It's springing up. It's bursting forth. It's real. And I want to grab a hold of it. I want to perceive it. I want to see it. I don't want to miss it. This is your moment. This is my moment. This is our moment. It's time. It's time. It's time. So to grab hold of this new thing, I got to let go of some stuff. Somebody say, let go. Somebody say, cut your losses. It's time to let go, even if you have a lot invested in it. If God isn't in it, get out of it. Get out of it if God isn't in it. Cut your losses. Because it's just getting in your way. God is saying, let go. Let it go. Let it go. See, I am doing a new thing. Let the old thing, turn that old thing loose. Because something new is springing up. If you can perceive it, if you can see it, God is making a way in the wilderness. In 2022, God is making a path for you. He's making a path. In 2022, He's making a way for you. Somebody just lift your hand and say, He's making a way for me. He's making a way for me. It's time to get on the right path. Listen, there's a lot of different paths you could take in 2022, but God has made a path for you. You need to get on that path if you want to accomplish your dream. If you want to live the purposes of God, you got to get on the path that God is making for you. And it's time to get on the path that will cause you to live your dream. It's time to get on the path that will cause you to walk in your purpose. God is making a way for you. Listen, in seemingly impossible situations. That's what it means. Listen, He's making a way in the wilderness. He's making streams in the wasteland. What does that mean? Things that are seemingly impossible, God is making a way in the middle of seemingly impossible things. I'll say it again. God is making a way in the middle of seemingly impossible things. That means when other people around you are losing, God is going to cause you to win. God's making a way for that. When there's an economic downturn, God is going to cause you to financially prosper because He's making a way for you in the middle of the wilderness. In the middle of the wasteland, He's causing streams. He's causing provision to happen. He's giving you a path that provision is going to happen in the middle of when other people don't have permission. They don't have provision. That's what it means to be a child of God. That's what it means to be more than a conqueror. That's what it means to be undefeated. That's what it means to walk in its time. Is to say God is making a pathway, and even if it doesn't make sense in the natural, I know in the spirit He has made a way. He has given the provision. In the middle, when other people are not experiencing this, God is going to cause you to experience it. He's making a path for you. Even if the environment around you is adverse to you, even if the environment around you is opposed to you, He is making a way. So let's stand up on our feet today. I want to close with a declaration. Can we stand, and we need to declare some things and speak some things over our life? Does anybody want to enter in with intentionality into 2022? Saying, I am speaking some things into my year. It's not going to be an accident. It's not going to be coincidence. I'm not going to just stumble onto whatever path. I want to be on the path that God has for me. And so I'm speaking by faith. In 2022, He is making a way. He is making a way. Come on, will you declare this out really loud with me today? God, I receive what You are speaking over me. I stand in faith and say, delay is gone. Lack is gone. Fear is gone. Those things that have stopped my purpose are removed now. I receive the promises, prophecies, and power of God. This is my time. There will be no more delay. No delay in my relationships. No delay in my health. No delay in my family. No delay in my purpose. No delay in my finances. No more delay. God is making a way for me in impossible situations. I can see it by faith. God is doing a new thing. I let go of bad thinking. I let go of bad habits. I let go of bad emotions. I let go of the wrong desires. I let go of what's holding me back. I'm ready for the new thing. I'm making God the priority of my life. Anything not connected to Christ has to move out of my life. I'm ready for the perfect will of God. I'm ready for greater. It's time. It's time. It's time. Amen. Come on, somebody shout amen today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.